Hello?
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming election. And you have to make sure
Will I stop getting calls if I answer?
Of course.
Okay.
Right. So as I was telling you, I am trying to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections and to make sure that we have representation of all ages. Let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
2004.
Thank you so much for that. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school diploma.
Thank you so much for that. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race, ma'am?
My race?
Yes.
African-American.
Thank you so much for that. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain
to
vote?
Very likely.
Okay. So would you say that you're almost certain? Probably 50-50?
Certain.
Okay,
almost certain.
Thank you so much for that. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Of course, ma'am. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
I would say about a 5 or 6. You say a 6.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please write the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say a 6.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I will read a list, and you can select up to 2. And we have healthcare, climate change, jobs in the economy, cost of living and inflation, student loans forgiveness, abortion, crime and violence, criminal justice reform or police violence, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, immigration, and the Israel-Palestine conflict.
I would say abortion, the immigration, and voting rights. Or what was the one you said vote for voting for?
Voting rights
was it
and
voting
democracy.
For immigrants?
Voting rights
democracy?
And democracy. Mm-hmm.
Voting rights and democracy, that one too.
Okay, yeah, those are 2. Abortion and voting rights and democracy, right?
Well, I honestly was trying to follow along with, there was another one you said, but I can't remember it. So I don't know.
The immigration one?
No.
I can read the list again. Give me 1 moment. Are you sure? I can also read the list again.
I'm sure.
Okay, great. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, in this case neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and our group, please indicate so. So the first group is the Republicans in Congress. How do you feel about them from 0 to 10?
At the moment, I have not done much research into the current politics that are going on other than just learning about the general news that plays, so I cannot give you an answer for that.
Would
I'm
you
not quite
say
sure
that
what
you
their
feel
beliefs
neutral?
And values.
Well, so
I mean,
that's how
I
works?
Really wanna, I don't want to say neutral because I don't... Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay.
If you have to
okay,
put something
great.
Down, yes. Yes.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris? How do you feel about her from 0 to 10?
See, I'll give her an 8.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I give him a 6.
Yes, Joe Biden from 0 to 10. How do you feel about him?
Joe Biden's a 6.
Thank you. You're so kind. And what about Donald Trump?
I give him a 0.
Thank you. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
I'm unaware of that name, so we can say neutral.
Thank you. And what about Democrats in Congress? From 0 to 10?
Once again, I haven't completely educated myself on their views of this year, so neutral.
Okay, thank you so much. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
At the moment, I don't know because, like I said, I'm not quite sure what the
okay
what both
undecided.
Parties are standing for. But
yeah,
yeah,
it's
undecided.
Okay if you are undecided. Yeah, but if you had to choose, for who would you vote?
Well, neither Donald Trump or Joe Biden, so what were the other options?
A third party or independent candidate?
The other candidate option.
Okay, awesome. If you had to choose for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Okay. Let's suppose that we had to choose today based on what you already know.
Okay, then I guess I'll just go Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Most likely Democrat.
Thank you. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2024 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, and or not kept any of his promises?
Like I said, I'm not completely sure, but I would assume he kept a few of his promises. I hope so.
Okay, kept some of his promises. Okay, kept a few of his promises. Thank you so much for that. Would you be more likely... less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? I will read every single priorities or traits, and then you tell me if that is something that will make you support or not support this person. So the first one is secure the border. Would you be much more likely to support this person, somewhat more likely to support this person, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support him?
It wouldn't necessarily be a drastic reason for me to support them if they did. I would have to know about their other type of values and views. So,
mm-hmm.
Is
you say
kind of like
a difference?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear that option. It makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. What about look out for people like me?
More likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And that would be much more likely or somewhat more likely to support him?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about puts people over politics?
Puts the people over the politics?
Yes.
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about wants to build black wealth?
Much more likely.
What about growth the economy?
Growing the economy? I would say somewhat likely. But it depends on how they're trying to grow it.
Okay, thank you. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
So much more likely.
Thank you. What about defends democracy?
Defends democracy?
Yes.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much for that. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think you describe Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10. For 10 means to describe Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means to describe them somewhat well, and 0 means to does not describe them at all. So the first one right here is that the Democrats in Congress are effective and they get things done. From 0 to 10, how do you think it describes Democrats in Congress? Here's a statement.
Let's say a 5.
Thank you. What about is too woke?
A 5.
Thank you. What about they are honest and ethical?
Oh, I'll give them a 3.
Thank you. What about they protect abortion rights?
Protecting abortion rights?
Mm-hmm.
I would give them a 7.
Thank you. What about wants to build black wealth?
A 7 as well.
Thank you. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
I would say a 4.
Thank you. What about fights racism and discrimination? Yes.
A 5.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it doesn't make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. So, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10?
And that is, I'm sorry, it's kind of breaking up. Can you summarize what that statement was?
Yes, ma'am. It means that if, for example, you as a working American was able to pay your bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief check that came your way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic, would that make you feel motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, somewhat motivated or extremely motivated on a scale from 0 to 10?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you so much for that. So from 0 to 10, how motivated is that?
A 5.
Thank you. Now, as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at historically low level under Democratic leadership. From 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
Okay, thank you. What about as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in a food assistance program like SNAP.
I would say a 6.
Thank you. What about as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.5 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10,
5.
Thank you. What about as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now, $35 and seniors out of pocket expenses that the pharmacy now cap at $2,000 a year.
5.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. And please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one is eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Sent out $14,000 relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
Am I rating that statement?
No, you are letting me know 2 or 3 of them that have personally impacted you. Would you like me to read the list again?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Sent out $14,000 in cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
Okay, the investing in Black business. What was the third? It was either third or fourth one.
Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. That's the third.
Yes, I would say that one.
Okay, all right. Any other one you would like to mention?
Was the you said 3, right?
Yes.
Could you read the fourth one again?
Yes. The fourth one is invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
That one as well.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Sometimes in service like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? The Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided still.
Thank you so much for that. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I genuinely can't. I would have to do some research. Like, I can't even say because of how I feel about both candidates.
Of course. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? I will read both of them. The first one is, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap, or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Out of what?
Out of poverty.
The second option.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a choice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this a statement for you, so it makes you vote for Democrats in Congress?
6.
Thank you. Then we have, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes and advancing environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this statement? Okay, thank you. Now, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive healthcare. But Republicans in Congress wants Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescriptions for prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023.
6.
From 0 to 10? 6. Okay, thank you. We all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving taxes to give big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us in providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new paying jobs, encouraging record growth in Black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
5.
Thank you so much. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
So basically that statement is saying that Democrats are trying to pass something to stop abortions. Is that what you're saying?
That's the Republicans. The Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
Right. I would say an 8. That would make it more likely.
Thank you so much. Where we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated now.
I would say a 7.
Thank you so much for that. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please write the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all. Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided still.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you so much for that. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think you describe Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means to describe Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means to describe them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all. The first one is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10?
I would say 10.
Thank you. What about want to build black wealth?
10.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Not that conservative.
Thank you. So would you say somewhat conservative, right?
No. Not conservative at all.
Okay, so would that be somewhat progressive or very progressive then?
Wait, sorry, can you say the word again? Somewhat what?
Okay, I will read it again, okay? Thinking about your approach to... Okay, so we have very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
I'm sorry. I can't really. I'm trying to understand that first word. It's in the first two options that you listed.
Okay. Very progressive. Progressive.
Oh, progressive. Progressive.
Yes.
Somewhat progressive.
Thank you so much for that. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
I am above 18. Is that what you are?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Could you repeat that statement, please?
Yes. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No. No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Thank you so much. How would you describe your employment status, ma'am?
As in like employed, self-employed? What do you mean?
Yeah, would you say you are full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off? Unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a stay-at-home parent, or a student?
I would say temporary laid off.
Thank you so much for that. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was not able to vote.
Thank you so much for that. Like, for example, you were too young or not registered?
I was just not the age of voting.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5. I just will go ahead and read a list, or you can...
I genuinely cannot tell you. I don't know, because I don't know how much the people in my household were even making. I don't even know, like, a salary estimate.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Not that often.
Would you say more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
A few times a year. I do have to go to work soon, so I just want, I'm not trying to be rude. I just want to know how much more questions there are.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate all of your time. That was the last question, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I know it's been quite a considerable time already, so we're done right now. Thank you so, so much, ma'am.
Thank you.